Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
KIXI 96.5, the 80s through today. Good morning, I'm Dorothy Tran, and last night I was shocked just like you. I was having dinner, and then I got that phone alert saying that the governor of California has issued a statewide stay-at-home order. On the line with me is Deputy Fire Chief John Wood. Now, before we get into what that means for us San Diegans and how it affects our community, how are the firefighters doing?
We're doing good. We're keeping an eye on everything, making sure the firefighters, the ambulance personnel, all the police officers, city workers are healthy and doing well.
Is there anything that us San Diegans as a community, can we do anything for you guys to help out?
Absolutely. So we're out there to help you guys on your worst day. So we need the help of you guys to follow the guidelines of social distancing, staying at home, washing your hands, and all the stuff we had talked about, and go from there.
Yeah, so with Governor Newsom's big press announcement yesterday of the stay-at-home order, what does that mean in layman terms for us San Diegans? Like, what are we allowed to do? What are we not allowed to do?
Exactly. As soon as that came out, we were wondering about that, and we kind of looked at it. So on what's closed, like dine-in for restaurants, but obviously takeout is open. Bars and nightclubs are closed. Entertainment venues closed, gyms and fitness studios, public events and gatherings, convention centers, all that's closed. And in the city, our special events, we made sure that those are all not going on. What's open? Gas stations, pharmacies, food, so grocery stores, farmer markets, food banks, convenience stores, takeout and delivery restaurants, banks are open, laundromats and laundry service, and then state and local law enforcement and obviously the fire department and any essential city functions are open.
Well, thanks for clearing that up, Deputy Fire Chief, because I know when people hear that, sometimes the natural reaction for some of us is to go into panic and fear mode, but panicking is the worst thing we can do right now, right?
Exactly, yeah. We don't need any panicking, and just so everybody knows that our response data is at normal levels.
Okay.
So right now we're doing the public and public safety, and everyone's doing a great job on following these guidelines. A little surprising on some numbers of people that are sick in the 20 to 39 in age, and to me that means that probably that age is probably going out a little more.
Yeah.
And the more they can stay at home, that would be great. We are fully staffed on the fire department, police department, AMR. We have extra ambulances in the system for any sickness. And so we are ready to go. And all the city workers, we're keeping an eye on them because they're basically all our first responders and making sure everyone's healthy. And we have not had any big spikes in anything that we're concerned about.
And do you guys have any idea how long this order is going to be staying in place?
I have no idea. That's such a guess. I mean, remember, it started off with a few weeks. My wife's a school teacher. A few weeks off to, I've heard, to who knows when. So I couldn't put a number on it right now, and I wouldn't because I'd probably be wrong.
Things change so rapidly. You're right about that. Deputy Fire Chief John Wood, I know you are a very busy person. I just want to say thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I know this is all a crazy time for all of us, but we appreciate you guys being out there and being the front of the line and protecting our community.
No worries at all, and we appreciate all of you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.